Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. We're doing Walk Through the Bible, where we're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. And so we are all the way up to Deuteronomy chapter 7 today. We've been making some real good progress. So Deuteronomy chapter 7, and I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. This is my favorite translation. I tell people I still study the King James. I just don't speak King James. So today we're talking about the privilege of holiness. You know, holiness is a big thing with God. And so we're going to read a little bit about that. I think you're going to learn a lot today. Chapter 7 of Deuteronomy, verse 1, talks about, when the Lord your God brings you into the land you're about to enter and occupy, he will clear away many nations ahead of you. The Hittites, the Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hittites, Hivites, Jebusites. These seven nations are greater and more numerous than you. When the Lord your God hands these nations over to you and you conquer them, you must completely destroy them. Make no treaties with them. Show them no mercy. You must not intermarry with them. Do not let your daughters and sons marry their sons and daughters, for they will lead your children away from me to worship other gods. Now I'm going to stop right there. People ever say, well, don't we love everybody? Yes, we do. We love everybody. We give water to the thirsty, food to the hungry. We're going to help orphans, help widows. But we're not going to spend our spare time with everybody. Even the New Testament says, you know, we'll help you, but we're not to eat lunch or spend spare time with you. Because you become like who you spend spare time with. So this started way back years ago here in Deuteronomy. It said, for they will lead your children away from me to worship other gods. What happens? You start hanging around the wrong people. They will lead you and your children away. They will lead you and your children away from me to worship other gods. God said, it's going to happen real natural. Not like some ghost comes in or some fire or some smoke or some cloud. You get to listen to the wrong people. You'll start thinking the wrong things and eventually start believing the wrong things. Then the anger of the Lord will burn against you and he will quickly destroy you. This is what you must add. This is what you must do. You must break down the pagan altars and shatter their sacred pillars, cut down their Asherah poles, burn their idols, for you are a holy people who belong to God. Of holy people. Of all the people on earth, the Lord God has chosen you to be his special treasure. Verse 7, the Lord not set his heart on you and chose you because you are more numerous than other nations, for you are the smallest of all nations. Rather, it was simply that the Lord loves you, was keeping his oath that he had sworn to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is why the Lord rescued you with such a strong hand from your slavery, from the oppressive hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is a faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. He does not hesitate to punish and destroy those who reject him. Therefore, you must obey all these commands, decrees, and regulations I'm giving you today. Now, here's the people. They don't make bumper stickers out of this statement. They do not make bumper. God is a loving God, a kind God, a gracious God. But he does not hesitate. Verse 10, he does not hesitate to punish and destroy those who reject him. I used to tell people when I taught chapel years ago for a great Christian school, teach the high school kids every day. And I said, you know, God is good, all loving, merciful, kind, gracious, save sinners, send his son to die for sinners. But God does not like to be rejected. But God thinks, you know, if I've been so good to you and I've been so kind to you and I've been so gracious to you, why would you not receive this? And we were talking about the children of Israel when they went on their way to Egypt. The Bible says 10 times God tested them in the wilderness. 10 times he tested them. Bitter water, no food. He was trying to get them to use their faith. God's just trying to get them to use their faith. It was real simple. We're trying to get you to believe me. I'm trying to get you to believe. But they kept rejecting him and rejecting him. Finally, after the 10th time, God told Moses, that's it. That's it. I'm going to destroy every one of them, and I'll start all over with you. And Moses was talking to God. God, you can't do that. You showed off too much. All the miracles, all the things, the plagues, everybody knows about you now. You can't do that. So he was reasoning with God. And God said, well, I guess you're right. So what I will do, I will take everybody that's 20 years of age and up, and I'll take them back into the wilderness. They all die off. Then I will take their children into the promised land, and they'll inherit what their parents could have had, but they rejected. So God does not hesitate to punish and destroy those who reject him. God does not like being rejected. Therefore, obey. It says verse 12, if you listen to these regulations and faithfully obey them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of unfailing love to you, as he has promised with an oath to your ancestors. He will love you. He will bless you. He will give you many children. He will give fertility to your land, your animals. When you arrive in the land that he swore to give your ancestors, he will give you a large harvest of grains, new wine, olive oil, great herds of cattle, great herds of sheep, great herds of goats. You will be blessed above all nations of the earth. None of your men or women will be childless. All of your livestock will bear young, and the Lord will protect you from all sickness. He will neither let you suffer from the terrible diseases that you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all your enemies. Now, I'm going to kind of pause with that one. We talked on healing one time. We were talking about the scriptures, both Old and New Testament, and Jesus went about healing all that was oppressed of the devil. And the Bible says all. You know, he didn't take a survey. Well, what have you done? What have you not done? No, he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. And so here he says in the Old Testament, the Lord will protect you from all sickness. The promise they got in the Old Covenant, God said he will protect you from all sickness. He will not let you suffer from the terrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all your enemies. So I had my kids memorize this at a young age. The devil has to be resisted. You know, faith grows and the devil has to be resisted. Resist the devil, the Bible says, and he will flee as in sheer terror. So you get to believe God every day. You get to believe God for health. You get to believe God for wealth. You get to believe God for divine favor. God promised he would surround the righteous with the shield of divine favor. So I've dealt with my kids their whole life. Well, coach doesn't like me. Teach doesn't like me. Coach won't play me. No, people like you. They just don't know it yet because you are surrounded, Psalm 512, with a shield of divine favor. You have to use your faith to acquire the shield of divine favor. God's promised Israel. He's going to bless them. You'll be blessed above all the nations of the earth. None of your women or men will be childless. All of your livestock will bear young. The Lord will protect you from all sickness. He will not let you suffer from the terrible diseases you knew in Egypt. God's trying to take them into the promised land, land of more than enough, land of milk and honey. God's trying to have a people that are so blessed. Here's what he was looking for. Why did he do that? Well, he's trying to find a people that's so blessed, the rest of the world will ask them about the hope that's in them. That's what God was trying to do. He made a good run at it. So we're going to pick this up next time, pick up in Deuteronomy chapter 7. Thanks for listening today. God bless, guys.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.